present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to the De Montfort Hall in the city of Leicester. According to the City Council's online events page, in 2017, Leicester is hotly tipped to become UK's City of Culture. So congratulations to whichever hoaxer hacked into that website. Leicestershire is well famous for its pork pies. A recent EU... we've got one in, have we? A recent EU ruling on food origins means that only pies made in the correct way within a designated zone are allowed to carry the Melton Mowbray name. Genuine Melton pies can contain only uncured pink pork surrounded by pale grey pastry with the gaps filled with brown jellified fat drained from reduced offal. The precise recipe is kept secret under the Public Health Act of 1947. The National Farmers Union has its origins in Ashby de la Zouche. Founded in 1908 to represent farming interests, it has since expanded into insurance and financial services. However, this move created friction among NFU traditionalists, and with bitter rows, some members left to form a new union. NFU2 is what they said as they left. The inventor of Scrabble was born in Leicester. Alfred Morris made his first set of Scrabble tiles in 1947, laboriously hand-carving them from cow bone. Unfortunately, his dog ate them. And then a few hours later, the dog started leaving little messages around the house. Probably Leicester's most famous sons are the retro rock band Shawadi Wadi and their trademark Teddy Boy outfits. The band first found fame in 1973 on New Faces. Then known as a TV talent show, New Faces is now the title of Anne Robinson's favourite shopping catalogue. The former sports pundit David Icke was born in Leicester. In January 1991, while commentating on a Leicester City second-round FA Cup match, Ike suddenly announced that he was the son of God, that he'd been born on the planet Venus and the world was about to be overrun by giant purple lizards, and that Los Angeles was going to float away. Obviously, no one could really believe that Leicester City had got through to the second round of the FA Cup. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timber Taylor and Rob Brydon. And eager as ever to enjoy some hot scoring action on the desk next to me, please welcome the delightful Samantha. We start this week with another edition of the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the subtle differences in meaning between similar words. For example, many don't understand the correct use of the words examine and peruse. Well, examine means to look at something critically, to inspect an item carefully in order to judge its quality, correctness, or fitness for purpose, whereas peruse, the place Paddington Bear came from. But the meanings of words are constantly shifting, so teams, your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Graham, can you start, please?
Crudity, a sea shanty.
Barry?
Pinafore, a method of signalling with aprons.
Rob?
Lavish, a bit like a toilet.
Tim.
Tangent. Dale Winton.
Twist. Yorkshire card game. Twist.
Beware, clothing for bees.
Feckless, married.
Bumpy, a loose bowel movement.
Trump, favourite Yorkshire steak.
Bespoke, how baby bees are made.
Faux pas, he's not your dad.
Trust, iron erosion in Yorkshire.
Genealogy, what makes Aladdin sneeze?
Terrain, Yorkshire bad weather.
Cenotaph, a Welsh laxative.
Why is that funny?
Well, the teams are going to sing for us now in the round call pick-up song. Hmm. Samantha is back at the turntable and ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, and keep going when Samantha turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean moronic bellowing on the radio. What do points mean? And this week's prize will ideally suit anyone of advanced years who wants to get out and about looking like an aristocrat. It's this electric nobility scooter. So, Tim, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Jesse J singing Price Tag.
Okay.
Okay.
Coconut Man.
Moonheads and pee.
And pee.
All pee. You ready? You like my hair?
Seems like everybody's
when it got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and smile. Why is everybody so serious? Acting so damn mysterious. You've got your shades on your eyes and your heels so high that you can't even have a good time. Everybody look to their left. Everybody look to their right. Can you feel that? Yeah, we'll pay them with love tonight. It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
Well, that was absolutely spot on, and you've no idea how boring Tim is going to become about that. Okay, so you're next, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Tom Jones singing Mama Told Me Not to Come.
With Rob here.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea.
What's all these crazy questions that they're asking me? Craziest party could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way to have fun, son. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think Mama's choking from the smell of stale perfume. The cigarette you're smoking scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me not to come. She said that ain't the way to
have fun. Thank you, Barry. I don't think any of us expected the Leicester audience to start line dancing. That was... Well, you know how to have a good time, don't you? So now you, Graham, would you accompany Smokey singing Living Next Door to Alice?
Sally called when she got the word. And she said, I suppose you've heard.
rushed to the window. I looked outside. I could hardly believe my eyes. A big limousine rolled up into Alice's Drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving, nor where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. For 24 years, just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel, and maybe get this sick and glance. And now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
So finally, you, Rob, can you please accompany Tom Jones again, singing Tell?
Just to have you adore me till the moon deserts the sky, till all the seas run dry. Till then I worship you, till the tropic sun grows cold, till this young world grows old. My darling, I'll adore you.
Rob Brydon, what a treat that was. Of course, what the audience at home won't be able to appreciate is that Rob carried on singing even when the knickers landed on his head. I might add, that was really quite unprofessional of you, Tim.
I have to say that from my point of view, it's actually not that bad, and actually quite comfortable, so thank you.
Well, as long as Barry didn't throw his, that's the main thing. Well, teams are going to demonstrate their acting skills now in the game called Sound Charades. This was developed from the old TV show Give Us a Clue. We say developed because plagiarised is such an ugly word. In the original version, mimes were conducted in silence. The performances were excellent and the audience roared with laughter. The team's version differs in one respect. Entirely. The original undisputed mime master was, of course, Lionel Blair. It was his performances on Give Us a Clue which put him where he is today, in London's West End, where he can be seen staring at the London Palladium. Sorry, there's a letter missing there. There are actually two L's in Palladium. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start, please. And your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
A touch of frost. A touch of frost.
TV.
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 Four words.
Four words. Goes like this.
Yep.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. And a big welcome, please, for my first wonderful guest.
Take your hand off my bum.
Very good impression.
Well, it's Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah.
So strictly something. So, okay, so it's Bruce and
Bruce, I thought it was Frosty.
Oh, you were doing David Frost. Yeah. I'm so sorry. So sorry. So sorry. Cool. And you were touching, Gray, a touch of frost.
Here's a further title going up on the laser display board for you, Tim and Rob. And once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Turn of the Screw. The Turn of the Screw.
It's five words.
Five.
It's a book, it's a film, it's an opera, whatever you like it is. And here it, and it goes like this. All right, back in your cell, you horrible little man.
Yes. That was impressive. I wasn't expecting that, Tim. Sorry.
Come on, quickly, lad.
Like having Daniel Day-Lewis on the show. Officer. Will you be wanting to resume our game of Scrabble?
Indeed I will, you nasty piece of work. Whose go was it?
It's yours.
Letters.
It was his turn.
Turn. Turn of the screw.
Turn of the screw.
It says here, that was such fun, let's have another round. a final title has been displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Quiet American. The Quiet American.
It's a book and a film.
Oh, and a film.
Yes.
Book and a film, and it's three words long.
Three words.
And it goes like this.
Dougal!
Hamish! Hamish, you'll have had your tea.
No, but who's this? A stranger in the glen.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon to you, sir. I see by your lime green and mauve checked shorts... your loud Hawaiian shirt and your wee straw pork pie hat that you are a man with no taste.
Your rucksack and camera tell me you are a tourist, am I right?
What did he say?
I didn't catch it.
No.
I see from the label on your rucksack that you hail from the fine city of Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, if so, then you must know the McGillicuddies of Englewood Boulevard. They run a wee jellied eel and haberdashery shop. No.
He's not saying.
No. Is this your first visit to Bonnie Scotland?
I live here.
Him, the tourist.
Oh, you'll get no sense out of him.
Well, perhaps he doesn't understand our broad Scottish accents.
Sorry?
No. Leave him to it. He's clearly in no mood for a chat.
We shall bid you good day, sir.
Goodbye.
Not a bloody word.
No.
Quiet American?
Yes.
Well, the next game is called name-dropping. In this business, it's all too easy to go dropping the names of famous people all the time. But not with these guys. In nearly 50 years, no one's ever heard Tim Brooke Taylor mention anyone famous he's worked with. In this game, the teams will conduct a conversation into which they'll try to drop famous names cunningly concealed in their otherwise mundane discussion. Barry and Graham, you should challenge with the aid of your buzzer should you detect any famous names. And start your conversation now, then, please. Tim and Rob.
Did you make an appearance at Glastonbury this year?
Do you know, I haven't been since 2005 when it rained the whole weekend. Ooh. Awful, muddy waters everywhere. The port...
Barry.
Muddy waters.
Yes, you can hear, can't you? That's good.
It's about 20 to 10.
Are you taking this a bit seriously,
yes,
Barry?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just breaking myself in.
Like being on a saga holiday, isn't it?
How's the coach, Carl?
So, as we were saying, muddy waters everywhere.
Were the bands any good?
Not really. Beyonce, one or two. Yes. Some were terrible. People were throwing plastic bottles. I couldn't find one, so I had to chuck a can.
Chuck a can?
Chuck a can.
Graham.
There's somebody called Plastic Bottle.
There will be.
Have you been doing anything interesting lately?
Well, I did get a new computer the other day.
Good one?
A Dell.
Oh.
And I was away in a hotel last weekend.
Ooh, nice one.
The Paris Hilton.
Oh, filthy then.
Hopefully, yes.
Barry.
Muddy Waters.
Yes, thank you, Barry.
Now, how's your ex-wife, Lisa? Did you write to her about seeing your daughter, Anna, again?
I did indeed. I wrote to Lisa, Rihanna. Any chance I might see her again?
And what about your son, Lloyd?
We agreed to share Lloyd.
How is the little fellow? Still picking his nose?
Afraid so. He still picks a lot. How are things with your wife?
To be honest, she hasn't been the same since that bottom tuck. Still, at least she has Anita Harris. I went to my doctor the other day and asked if he could help us Roger Moore. He suggested I take her outside and make her walk into the wind every evening.
Yes, that's the key. Air hair nightly. There, if you look for it.
Well, fingers crossed it works. So, have you been doing anything else?
No, most of the time I just sit at home with the curtains drawn watching DVDs of the goodies.
Bloody hell, you sad bastard.
Well, it's music time again with Swanee Kazoo. This is where the teams play duets to combine the sweet glissando of the Swanee whistle with the sour rasp of the kazoo. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Listeners will be impressed to hear that Colin has recently started working with Gareth Gates, and Colin would like us to know what fine installers of garden fixtures they are. Tim and Rob, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Getting to Know You to feature Rob Brydon on the kazoo and Tim Brooke-Taylor on the Swanee whistle. Graham, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Well Did You Ever to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle.
Oh,
of the show, but there is just time for a round of the Ornithologist's Songbook. Samantha has to nip out now as she's off to see a couple of gentlemen friends who've been showing her how to train parrots. It's a psychological exercise in which you have to understand the bird's mental processes in a battle of wills. Samantha says she's already mastered a parakeet, and tonight she's hoping to get her head round a cockatoo. So while she's away enjoying that, I'll ask you teams to suggest titles of songs that might appeal to an audience of bird enthusiasts. Graham, maybe you could start us off.
I'll be your long-haired plover from Liverpool.
Barry.
If I said you had a beautiful budgie, would you hold it against me?
Moi, je ne regrette rien.
Rob?
Rock around the cock.
Take that rook off your face.
I kissed a gull and I liked it.
Kumbaya, mallard.
Who let the ducks out?
Hold it, flashbang, wallop, what a pigeon.
If you don't know me, Barn Owl...
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I notice it's the end of the show. And with that, we have some bad news and some good news. This was the last show in the series. And the bad news is that we'll be back in November. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Leicester, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Darden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.